Yeah, Roger. Well, this is not a real powerful one, but it's good enough for me. You know, for my driveway and my walkway and stuff like that, that's good enough, you know. So that's good enough for me. So, and it only cost me a couple of hundred. I bought it from Myers here a few years ago. So I'm good with it. I don't know. I'm gonna have to. I got so much in my garage. I'm gonna have to this spring sort of start cleaning out my garage and everything like that, and then store it in the garage. Yeah, I got my lawnmower in there. I got an electric lawnmower in the garage, so I got something else. I got to kind of move things around because I got my old 64 and a half Mustang in there too.
Yeah, does that thing still run? I forgot about that. I think you said that, mentioned that a long time ago. And what color is it?
Well, it's gray. I imagine somebody painted it. I think the original color was probably red, black interior. And, I used to love that car. My mother and my aunt got together and bought me that car. When I was 19, and because they bought it for me in New Jersey, because out there, you know, I used to go visit my aunt every summer, and you have to have a car to get around out there, so they got me that little Mustang. And it, back then, man, those Mustangs came a dime a dozen. Boy, if I'd have known it was going to be like that, I'd have bought me a couple of them. But who knows that they were going to be. Sort of like an antique kind of thing, yeah. But my aunt, like I said, my mother and my aunt got together and got the car for me. And I told them, I can't drive no stick. There's a 4-speed on the floor. And so my aunt said, well, if you want to get around, you better learn. And I did, even though I burned out a couple of clutches and gears. But I got it now. I'm good with this. A straight 6-4 on the floor.
Wow, that must get good gas mileage, 4-speed. Yeah, I was thinking it's probably a 6-cylinder, but is it still running? When was the last time you took it out?
No, that car started running a while back there. Because somebody had stole it, but my friend, he's a sheriff, he got it back for me. But they were getting ready to strip it down, and anyway, the dry shaft was hanging down, and I put that thing back in there, I put the cups back on and everything, but it must have wasn't tight enough. I'm driving down the street one day, and it fell out. So I got tired of it, and at that time, I worked for General Motors, and I bought me a brand new Trans Am that year. I bought a 77, and I turned around and got it stolen off the lot out there, and I bought a 78 one with the T-tops red, blue. Pretty. But I no longer got that either. Go ahead.
So other than that, how's the body? Is it in good shape?
But no, I would think so. I need a side panel, front side panel, right side there, and I'm sure it could be worked on. I mean, I had ordered a book from this place to sell guns for Mustang parts and stuff, and they would. At the time, they would store Mustangs back together, of course, for I don't know how much. But they told me if I wanted them to do it, to take a picture, send it in to them, and they'd probably give me an estimate price of how much it would cost to put it back together. And so I think it's probably about $50,000 to put that thing back together. look like, I mean, they have done other ones. They, you know, they had, a, like I said, a catalog, and they showed one Mustang worse in condition than mine. When they got finished with that car, man, it looked like it just came off the assembly line.
Oh, yeah, but is it worth spending the money to get it restored? I don't know. It's quite a chunk of change. Well, listen, good talking to you. I've got just called to dinner here, Jay, so enjoy the QSO, and look forward to the next time. And I'll listen out. W8VIJ.
W8VIJ at AWGR. Well, at this point, I don't know if it would be, but if I hit the lottery, I might have second thoughts. Take care. We'll talk with you later. It ain't WGR going to be clear, Monster.